Speaking of none of my business, Big Fatty, you haven't mentioned me in the past couple of shows, and I'm very upset about that, so get on the ball, BF.
Off your balls.
Get off. He can never get off his balls. This is going into almost the 6-minute mark now.
Oh my God. Shut it down. Shut it down. We need
He's going to be so
pissed
off.
He's very cold, and he hasn't been eating with us.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now. Oh my God. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 281 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty forgot all kinds of stuff he was supposed to talk about on yesterday's show. And y'all, I have got a 30-year-old commercial stuck in my head. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it was a great day at the coal mine today. Everybody was in a great mood, and, you know, but y'all, it was cold here in Charleston, and that's one of the things I forgot to talk about on the Monday show, is that Sunday was March the 1st, and that is the day that comes in, like, the weather either comes in like a lion or a lamb. And I heard Archer talking about it on his show, and he just knew Big Fatty was going to talk about it on his. Fooled him, didn't I? But anyway, y'all, the weather came in like a lion here in Chucktown. Y'all, there was snow all in the upstate of South Carolina. We only had a couple of flakes here in Charleston proper. Now they may have had more than that in North Charleston, which we refer to as Upchuck. And but nothing here. But y'all, it turned cold. It went down to like 23 on Sunday night, and Big Fatty had the electric mattress pad cranked up. The weather rat is on right now, so I'll be able to give you an update, but it's going to be cold again today, Tuesday. It's only supposed to go like to 47 or something. Y'all, I am gassy. I don't know what did I have for lunch on Monday? Oh, I had the V8. Have you tried the new soups that V8 has come out with? I had the Southwestern corn, because, you know, Big Fatty loves a good corn dump. But you know that. If you're a regular listener, and y'all, I have heard from Larry the Lurker, and he has given me an ultimatum, and I'm going to be reading that. Plus, I didn't finish reading the other Larry the Lurker's e-letter that he sent me, and I need to do that as well. So anyway, we'll catch you up on that. But y'all, all weekend long, Big Fatty has had this commercial caught in his head, and I can't get it out of my head, y'all. And it is from 1980. And I know that some of you, like the Sea Hag, are old enough to remember this. But y'all, it was the third most effective commercial in 1980, behind McDonald's and Ford. And y'all, a new version could rear its head here in 2009, and I found it on the YouTubes, so I'm going to play two versions of it. And if you know it, you know, it's not sing-along Mystery Lane music, but y'all, it is, if you know this, you'll know the words to it, because trust me, it will be caught in your head. And if you hadn't thought about it, this is about to get caught in your head too. So just take a listen at what Big Fatty has been humming about all weekend long last weekend.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA,
the census is coming to help us find the way.
Help your community get equal government representation, and help show where funds are needed for job programs, new schools, parks, better health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Hey, America. You've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right. Remember,
it's not too late.
It's not too late to help show where your community needs funds for jobs, schools, health care, and more. It's not too late. Answer the 1980 census.
And remember, all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Y'all, can you believe that that got caught in my head all weekend? Y'all, I love the 1980 census commercials. They were just fabulous. And y'all, they really were the third most effective commercials during that year. And y'all, I know if you've heard it, if you were alive and of age to remember that, you know, answer the census, they're counting on you. And y'all, that's just where I am. And it may have been important to me because that was really the first census that Big Fatty was counted in on his own, you know.
Knock, knock. Hi, Big Fatty. I'm Larry, the census taker, and I'm here to get some answers to your questions. And remember, answer the census because we're counting on you, Big Fatty.
And that was the first time Big Fatty got to answer the census. And y'all, 2010 will be another census year, so don't be surprised if you start seeing census commercials and advertisements and all. Maybe there'll even be some of those things in the coupons, and Miss Wes will read about it, you know. So, all right, y'all, let us, you know, before I forget this, I need to do this. Y'all, today, the 3rd of March, is Miss Kathy's birthday, y'all. Did you know that, Miss Kay? Happy birthday to Miss Kay. And, y'all, yesterday, the 2th of March... was Omar's birthday, and he went out and got all fucked up all weekend. So, good for him. Omar, if I had known it was your birthday, I would have sent you a gift card to the Steamworks, but I didn't know. So, anyway, so we say happy birthday to him, and y'all, Thursday is Ricky at the Foul Monkey's birthday, and he's going to go out and do some motorboating on some woman's big boobs. And seems like somebody else had a birthday too, and I don't remember who it was. And I knew I should have written that down. So y'all, if it's your birthday, and y'all, all I got to say is, with all these birthdays the first week here in March, that just tells you there was a lot of fucking going on the first week in June. Because, you know, this would be the 9 month. So. And, so y'all, happy birthday. And if it's your birthday, I've fucking forgotten about it. So anyway, happy birthday in advance or later on. Y'all, I can't not do it this week. It's just a requirement.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Y'all, I feel real bad that I haven't mentioned this before. Archer was totally unaware that I was going on a cruise. He wrote me this morning saying, "Are you going on a cruise?" So, anyway, but y'all, I had asked you who you thought that the special guest might be on the Atlantis cruise coming up, and y'all, the outpouring of guesses is just unbelievable, and I don't know how to thank you enough for that. But Guru Nudie, who was the only person that fucking responded, said that he thinks that that our special guest is going to be none other than Leslie Jordan. You may remember him as Beverly Leslie from The Will and Grace. But anyway, evidently he has a show or has a play or a book or something like that. And he's got an autobiographical one-man show called Like a Dog on Linoleum. And so that's who he thinks it's going to be. And y'all, that would be fabulous if it was that little big old queen, Leslie Jordan. Beverly Leslie, hello. Hello. Now, y'all, Larry Klein had a guess also about some show that just recently closed up in the New Yorks. It's something like The Story of My Life or something like that. It was a play up there. But I don't know who... I don't know who those people are in that. But anyway, and y'all, another cruise update. Y'all, I got a call from Miss Kitty. You know, Miss Kitty will be going on the cruise with me. I don't know if I've mentioned that. But she has contracted a virus, and she hopes to be rid of it by Friday. But if not, he is happy to pass it along to Big Fatty, to which I cannot even begin to tell you how excited I am. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about the, I'll save that one for tomorrow. But anyway, Guru Nudy, he is... y'all, if he is right, I may have to look for a coconut monkey and send it to him. But I, you know, no promises, Guru Nudy. But y'all, if you've got a guess, or if you think Guru Nudy might be correct, then you need to let me know. And you know what else you need to do? Y'all, honest to God, when you get old, it just gets worse. But you know, that's what makes you an old queen that wants to run around in a caftan. Y'all, did you listen to that sea hag on her Friday show?
I just want to be a grandaunt dame, and I want to live my life in a caftan, but I cannot find the male caftans. I have looked everywhere.
Y'all, I went on to the fucking interwebs and typed in big, fat, B. Arthur dress for men, and up popped a website for caftans. And y'all, in fact, there was a picture on that website that looked like, what's her name? The hag, the sea hag. I'm sure it'll be over on Kim Beaver's site soon. You know,
Auntie Vera in a caftan. Oh, I love to walk around in my caftan. And I will walk around in my caftan and sing.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, I have heard, I want to finish reading. By the way, y'all, I know that that a lot of you are probably going to be worried when I am out at the on the cruise. I know Julie will be because, you know, she's worried about everything. But y'all, I did not finish reading the e-letter that I received from one of the Larry the Lurkers. He went on to say, you know, he was talking about, you know, I'm not going to get a call this week, but hopefully an email is the most I can expect, and I hope I'm not disappointed. Anyway, he went on to say, I have actually listened to you for over a year now and haven't grown too weary. Thanks for all your efforts. I know such commitment is rather rare. You know, I do 5 shows a week. Some people only do 3, and the Monday one's always late. And there's a whole passel. There's a passel, y'all. Who knew there was a passel? There's a passel of us that truly appreciate your slavish dedication. And y'all, he came across a website, and this is cute. And you don't have to use the www. And the website is Baconlicious, except it's spelled B-A-C... Oh. No, it's not Baconlicious. It's Bacolicious.
Broke Friday has already fucked it up.
You do not have to use the www, and there is no N in it. It is bacolicio.us. Okay, so it's Bacolicious, but there's a dot in there, and there's no N in the bacon. Okay, and he thought of me. I suspect you may have already seen this, but it tickled me. Then he sent me something from that. That was Tiny up in Appalachia, y'all. Appalachia. And so go over there and take a look at that. And what it does is it puts a big old piece of bacon on a website that you enter. And he put in Big Fatty's website, and there's this giant piece of bacon sitting across it, and sent it to me. And I thought that was kind of cute. So anyway, now y'all, I have heard also from another Larry the Lurker, and this Larry says, Big Fatty, I'm not calling you until you do as you promised. And I'm like, oh, what did Big Fatty promise? He says, you promised to post more pictures of the horror contestants. Well, y'all, Big Fatty did indeed promise to do that, and it has slipped my mind. And the main reason it has slipped my mind is because I've been thinking about... Oh, Lord. Y'all, it did slip my mind, but I am going to put up a picture of all 12. Is it 12? I don't know. All of the contestants, and they're not... This was a group shot that we took of all the contestants, and so you at least will get another peek. You'll get a peek at what all of them look like, not just the three winners. So, anyway. So, Lurker Jeff... I will expect a voice letter in the voice letter box later today on Tuesday. And also, and that'll be posted at noon Eastern. That would be 9 Pacific. And so, there you have it. And y'all, seems like there was something else that was on my thing here. My list, but y'all, there is nothing left on my list. Is there something that's still sitting here on the table? Y'all, I tried to make a plane reservation today, and there was so many canceled flights at the U.S. Airways that I'm not sure it went through because I didn't get a what do you call those things? The e-letter confirmation. That's the word, and. Anyway, I didn't get that, and I hadn't seen the American Express charge on the card yet, so I'm going to wait a couple of days and see if it shows up on the American Express or if I get the late confirmation or whatever. So, anyway, if not, and then blah, blah. So, but it's for Big Fatty to go to a horror event in May, so how about that? Y'all, I was going to do some voice letters, but... I don't have time to do any voice letters, so I tell you what, why don't we just listen to the 1980 census commercial one more time, and if you would like, y'all, join in singing.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA, a census is coming to help us find a way.
Help your community get equal government representation and help show where funds are needed for job programs, new schools, parks, better health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Y'all, there was another version of that that had more singing in it, but I couldn't find it because it would go, can we count on you? Oh, dear Gussie. No, it didn't have the oh, dear Gussie in it. Can we count on you? Answer the census. We're counting on you. Y'all, I had one other thing in the e-letter box that I wanted to read to you, and let's see if I can squeeze it in here. Y'all, Miss Kathy, whose birthday it is today, she sent me some love, and she shared one of her freebies with me. And y'all, it says, remember this meal from last week, flush up to 20 pounds from your colon with a free trial of Colon Medic. I didn't know that, but... anyway, so now Big Fatty knows about the Colon Medic, and just in time for Miss Kathy's birthday. And y'all, when you start talking about Big Fatty's colon...
Shut it down! Shut it down!
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.
Answer the census. We're counting.